My ideal was to have 24 singers, but a couple of singers took a leave of absence for a semester, and we brought in some substitutes, and they were so good, I decided that I couldn't let them go, so they have stuck around with us, and so we're at 26 singers now. About a year ago, we decided to change our name to the Kentucky Bach Choir because we thought it better fit our mission. We started singing concerts in Lexington, and the Lexington Bach Choir only sang concerts in Lexington. And we started branching out. We've sung concerts in Danville, in Paris, and other outerlying in Frankfurt, and other cities that are close to Lexington. And with the folding of the Louisville Bach Society, we thought that it would be the opportune time for us to expand our mission even a little bit further, and so we changed our name to the Kentucky Bach Choir with the hopes that while we will remain a strong presence in Lexington, we will move beyond Lexington to represent this music in the state of Kentucky. The mission of the group is to preserve and celebrate the music of J.S. Bach primarily, but we have performed music of contemporary composers. We've performed Brahms on this program. We're singing Bach and Handel. The concert program in the fall was an all a cappella concert, and the concert this spring is all accompanied by a chamber orchestra.
Talk about the program that's coming up.
Well, we're calling it simply Handel and Bach. We have a vocal competition each year, and we have last year's winner will be singing Cantata 199 by Bach. We are collaborating with the Tate's Creek High School under the direction of Meg Stolman to sing Zadok the Priest. And really, that was the first piece on the program. When Meg and I met, we wanted to find something that would work for us and work for her kids in that group, and so we settled on Zadok. So we had a cantata for our vocal competition winner, and we had a piece by Handel with the high school choir. So I thought that was a nice balance between those two composers, so I sought to flesh that out. We're performing the Chandos Anthem No. 9 by Handel in its entirety. On our fall concert, we sang one of the choruses from that anthem. And so this semester, this spring, we're going to flesh that out and sing the entire anthem. And then we'll round out the program with Cantata 29 by Bach, which has a famous opening organ symphonia followed by the chorus that was used both at the end of the sort of in the middle and at the end of the Bach's B minor Mass. So Handel on the first half, Bach on the second half. We call the program Handel and Bach.
Last year, the Kentucky Bach Choir performed with the Lexington Lafayette Madrigal Singers. Rick Dirksen, group member and host of Inspired Voices on Classic 102.1, says both the high school students and the adults benefit from these collaborations.
I know it meant an awful lot to the singers, the adult singers, but the kids, of course, just adored it. And such a great opportunity for them to perform in this kind of a venue with a full orchestra and that sort of thing.
It's the sort of opportunity that we're providing for them that they might not ordinarily have in their own school setting. I know, just an anecdotal aside, Meg Stolman shared with the choir some photographs that some of her students had taken with them creating some of the sayings from the Zadok the Priest on whiteboards and taking pictures and obviously having a great deal of fun with this. And so I think they're excited about it, and we're excited too. It gives us a lot of energy. And there is no better way to preserve this music and to celebrate this music than to share it with the next generation and to give them the opportunity to experience how wonderful it really is and that it does continue to speak to us today. It's not just a museum relic. These aren't just museum relic pieces. These are pieces that are relevant and meaningful and sometimes not approached because maybe they seem archaic or maybe they seem too difficult, especially the Bach. And so to have the opportunity to share these with high school students is really, that's part of our mission too.
Rick, you've been involved in the rehearsals. How do the young people react to the music?
We haven't worked with the kids yet on this particular concert, but in the concert we did with the Lafayette Singers last year, the kids, when they came into the rehearsal process, were interspersed with the adults so that they were not sort of, you had the kids on one side and the adults on the other, that we were all mixed up. And the kids were standing next to, really professional singers. All the singers in this group are professional musicians. And for them to be side by side with the choral singers of the First Order was for them extraordinary. And at first they were a little bit gun shy, but by the time we got into performance, they jumped right in. And what they added to that concert was Mendelssohn. I think we did with them that big double choir thing.
We did Mendelssohn, and we also did Sing It, Dame Hearn.
That's right. Yeah,
one of the double choir motets.
Oh wow! But yeah, they were a wonderful addition to it, and they got a tremendous amount out of it. So did we.
The Kentucky Bach Choir's spring concerts of Handel and Bach, including the Tate's Creek High School Choir, take place next Friday, April 26th, at the First Presbyterian Church in Lexington, and Saturday, the 27th, at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. There's more information online at lexbach.org.